In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We'll continue services. And as an introduction of the sermon, I will read from Psalm chapter 84, three verses from starting from verse 5. And these words are in Jesus' name as follows. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. Amen. This chapter, Psalm chapter 84, it is spoke of the children of Korah's psalm. And from this psalm, Martin Luther has summarized this of God's room and its beauty of it. As we heard in the first sermon of the children of Korah's background, and that is why we do not go further into this, but we state this, that they fought their battle journeying toward the promised land. Korah, in the days of Moses, he rebelled against God, and after different phases, God guided his life by his will. And today's sermon, we heard this very trusting and encouraging portion saying that blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them. What does this blessed mean? Blessed is explained as that they are saved. A person who in a unnatural way gets to be near God, it is meeting a believing person, a newer version or translation uses word happy. Happy are they who live in your room. They praise you. Who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. This room of God, here it says that blessed is the man whose strength is in thee. In the psalm, in a very rich way, it created an image of Jesus Christ and his atonement work. And in the same way, we predict and give an image of how Jesus influenced and also described how these houses, this house is meant for all people, and this temple and this sacrifice is a an image of God, and we can, through Jesus, approach God, and through the Holy Ghost in a believing person's heart, and God's kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. When we speak of happy people, who are they? Are you at the moment happy? What are the things that make you happy? Maybe at this moment you feel happy about these services that you have got to come to the hearing of God's word. Maybe you are happy that you are able to listen to these services through the internet. You might be happy about your vacation, your family, friends, close ones, or a good task of life, and above all, the gift of faith. What takes away your happiness? Maybe a lot of things, just like what a lot of things bring happiness here, that we are able to live in God's room, and that getting our strength from God, the same matters bring us joy also. There may also be different kinds of burdens and temptations and doubts. There are different kinds of human relationships or money matters, or you might be going through a divorce but here the psalm, let it bring to this moment this thankful way of thinking of this happiness, how we can get strength from living in God's room and living in God, and in this time and at this moment, this happiness and this message of finding this blessedness, it is offered here and foremost with the serving of God's word, and also because all of us believers, we can hear of this grace that God has died for mine and your sins, and you can believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood, and with a joyful and free heart continue these services. We could put this blessed in or happiness summarized in this way, that we pursue happiness, and there are these moments of happiness, and then there are these happiness that are sustainable and deep. And this deep, sustainable happiness is the starting point for that which is eternal. And it is for you who have a part in this blessed way, you may experience this, how you live under the grace, strength of grace, and how it brings security and trust in God's care and the power of grace that carries us home. Many of you share this experience where you have these moments of life when the purpose of life are contemplating, and you might think, if this is fitting or fitting for my life, this what God has given. And you may think that faith prevents us to live a happy life, and it would be easier to live a life without these temptations, and of this freedom came to mind this how Jesus Christ has redeemed us and the devil from his power, and of and accusing us as our conscience, and the devil tempts us that finding the will of God and hearing it, that it is the it prevents us from freedom. And through these temptations, tries to make us fall into sin. And you might notice that it has happened in your life also, how the devil has deceived. And God gives strength, and you have experienced how believing the forgiveness of sins, and even when the faith's fire has diminished, that finding the God's kingdom is a true sustainable happiness is found. And this theme of freedom also creates temptation to interpret the Bible in a different way that would give opportunities to live in a way that are not the will of God, and in this way make our way of life or faith life easier. And this through our corrupt flesh. But still, the cry in the desert, it is heard through the Holy Spirit. It is heard even today. Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And what is this sin? It is that which was is the what was said in the original sentence. Did God really say so? It is also in this, in today's world and life. If you think you know better than our Creator and teach our God, this phenomenon in this time also, that if we don't want to travel with God's kingdom and under grace, we might think that we are clever and make conclusions based on our own wisdom. But there, here and here and everywhere where the gospel is heard, there is the Holy Spirit's bind and we can think of how Moses chose to share the suffering with God's kingdom than finding the temptation of sin. And in this time, it is good to look for the sources of happiness, but also the sources that take away this happiness very every day. Lives, a lot of you have pressures to succeed. There's nothing wrong with succeeding, but and it is with God's guidance and it is a good matter. But if some matter in today's time takes happiness away, this excessive effort towards a standard of living where there is no more time to for faith and with God's children, and no more time to see your close ones. And then easily it happens that we start to bow towards the worldly things, which creates tiredness and exhaustion at homes, and through that, bad words and and quarrels. A greater happiness is achievable. And when Jesus fasted for 40 days, and he must have been really tired, and devil tempted him with worldly honor and tempted to him with things contrary to the word of God. And God, or Jesus, resisted these temptations, unlike us. And as an experienced expert, what are important matters and what are secondary? And as God's word instructs us, do that which is good and avoid evil. All of us should be watchful and ask for God's understanding, that we would live our life wisely so that we would receive a wise heart. But this which has come in these services also, that blessed are those who get to live in your house, and whose heart are the ways of them. And in a human way of thinking, it might not be the happiness that we think of happiness. Blessedness. Blessed people are talked about blessed are the poor, for they have the God's kingdom. Blessed are the sorrowful, for they are comforted. And blessed are those who are persecuted of their righteousness for God's kingdom is theirs. And here it is described how all this greater happiness, blessedness, is this viewpoint. As God says, whoever wants to follow me, take their cross, and so on. And of these declaration of blessedness, be joyful for your pay is great in heaven. And I think in this way also that this meaning of services is this heavenly longing would stay and preserve, and it is good to, it pays to put away sin. And there are those valley of weeping and also times of dryness. God organizes help for us on our journey towards our heavenly glory. And when we have a good conscience and peace with God, we may experience that the heavier end of the cross our Lord Jesus has carried on behalf of us in our own task. And God's appointed time feels in the cross feels fitting just for me or suitable for me. And here described how we are still on our journey and we are not yet home. For example, these great services. It is good to be here, to stay here securely. There is a lot of spiritual and temporal nourishment, and as our personal faith next to this, we have this task to cultivate and protect and to experience God's love and this treasure which you can own and this source of happiness, and believing this, that Lord Jesus, who was innocent, he suffered, died, and rose to heaven and won the devil's power, and he prepared a way for you and I to our heavenly home. And here, as we experience happiness, we also experience that this task that God has given us, we want to bring out where this power. So if you are listening and seeking for this comfort, this is why these services are organized for believers, for the strengthening of their faith, and for seekers to find the kingdom of God. If you do not own this faith, securely believe all your sins and your unbelief, temptations and doubts forgiven in Jesus' name and atonement blood, and start following Jesus and his own. You can exchange your burdens and sins to God's peace and freedom. With a few thoughts, I would want to share my thoughts about this text of the rain, which filleth the pools, that God promises in our time of grace this connection with Jesus Christ. It is the lifeline. And this gospel which flows from Jesus Christ, and it gives us the opportunity to travel in a dry desert. And the parable of the tree of wine, Jesus teaches that stay with me and I will stay with you. And this teaching is important, that we are together with God's children in God's kingdom. And in this way, we stay with Jesus. And on the other hand, that we around this parable, it is good to notice that these fruits in this tree, they do not come from outside, but the nourishment comes from within, which is Jesus Christ, God's Son. And this is how we experience how faith brings joy and peace and a secure viewpoint of our life. And in the same way, these fruits of faith are ingredients to happiness. And when we are in Jesus Christ, in the tree of wine, God promises that in this way we receive this nourishment, which takes care of us and creates fruit. And this fruit is that we have the strength to see Jesus Christ as one who has suffered for mine and your sins, and wants us to repent from our own sins. And surely there are many of you experienced experts who at home see that a great factor is that we get to journey in peace and love. And I therefore encourage you, listener, who carries with you resentment and bitterness, it takes away joy, and also the characteristic of dimension. With the encouraging mind, we can continue and carry our crosses, which we carry in our life of faith, and there is not that great of sin that God would not help us to continue from there on. And a poet writer says that a person who carries God's peace is happy. And in this secure mind, you can believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Trusting that God brings his own home, and there is nothing to be afraid of. The greatest blessing is from the gospel. And David writes, "Thank my soul from, thank my heart, the Lord, and don't forget all that he has given." And a fountain of source of happiness, and in this tree of wine, I want to journey, and that is why I also want to ask, can I believe all my sins and doubts forgiven? I want to believe with you in this way. we can trust that the power of grace carries us until we reach our heavenly home. Let our Heavenly Father bless His word. In Jesus' name, amen.